This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a little tidying up and housekeeping going on here for hour number three of our radio show, which is hour number one of our Newsmax TV show. So important to me, I give it its own name. It's called the Power Hour. My third hour is my Power Hour with Newsmax TV, and actually, it's got another name besides the Power Hour because we call it Root Reaction, the Aftermath. The day's over on the East Coast, 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West Coast time. The day's even over on the West Coast, the Left Coast. And so all the news that's fit to print's already been printed. Everybody's gone home for the day. So we get a chance to react and respond to the big news of the day. And I'm also overjoyed and proud and honored to say that Bill O'Reilly is making his comeback. The king of cable news. 15 years in a row, number one. Not just number one on Fox News, number one on all cable news for 15 years in a row is making his comeback right here on Newsmax TV and right here specifically on my show. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. 4 days a week, Bill O'Reilly will be on. And so at the bottom of this hour, right about 8:35 East, 5:35 West Coast, you will hear and see Bill O'Reilly with his talking points. He records a couple days a week, and then another 2 days a week, he does a live interview with me. So great to have Bill O'Reilly on board. Great honor that he's chosen my show to make his comeback on national TV. What a great guy. All right. So, and by the way, very much in the same vein as my background, New York street guy, born in New York, same as me, and raised in New York, on the streets of New York, and just like Donald Trump, kind of a street kind of guy. One of the things I love about this show is that I get to present what I think are the most important news stories in America that you won't see on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PBS, MSNBC, and sometimes not even on Fox News. Donald Trump hits his highest approval rating ever. I read you that yesterday. NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Today it's the Gallup poll. Trump's at his highest approval ever. This is after the Russian escapade. This is after the Helsinki endeavor, the big summit where you've had nonstop media drowning you in a sea of horrible negativity and slander, telling you the man is a traitor and he committed treasonous acts and he has the highest approval ever. Just like after nonstop media slamming him for Stormy Daniels and sex and affairs, his approval rating started going up like crazy. And just like during the primaries and the nomination process, every time he said something the media thought was horrible about Hispanics or illegals or John McCain and POWs, the next day's ratings were up, or Muslims, the next day's ratings were up. Because that's how guys like me and Bill O'Reilly think on the streets of New York. We're raised on the streets of New York anyway. You say real things. You speak real things. You speak the truth. It doesn't matter if it offends people. You know how many names I call people on the streets of New York and how many names they called me? And afterwards, you know, then we punched each other in the nose. Then afterwards, we made up and shook hands, hugged, and we were best friends. Everything was okay. Stop worrying about politically correct conversation. Stop worrying about what you call people and words, and worry about actions and results. Donald Trump's results are the best ever, and that's why his approval rating has now hit the highest ever. And by the way, American steelworkers applaud Trump's trade agenda. They say U.S. has been taken advantage of for far too long. The media has you believing that Trump's trade war, or at least his threats of a trade war, are ruining America, destroying the middle class. Why do you think his approval's the highest ever? Because the average working class guy or gal doesn't listen to that BS, that bull spit. It's nonsense. Trump's trade war is fighting for Americans and winning for Americans, and we all understand there's going to be a little bit of short-term pain, but in the long run, he's going to win. He won with NATO, he won with North Korea, and he's winning with China, quite a few concessions by China. So, of course, we have faith he's going to win overall in the trade war, and steelworkers love him, even though his trade war is going to hurt them short term. They love him. Farmers are going to love him, even though he's going to hurt them short term. I'm sure that auto workers are going to love him, even though short term it's going to be a little painful, but we're going to win. And then it's going to be great for everyone for the last 5-6 years of his administration. Here's an article that proves Trump always wins. North Korea reportedly dismantling key missile launch site. Trump told you, we got to have the summit, we got to try. And when he went to the summit, yeah, he kissed his butt a little bit, Kim Jong-un. He's a murderer. He's a slimeball. But he was nice to him, and the media went crazy, and liberals went crazy. And guess what? He may very well win the Nobel Peace Prize, Donald Trump. He may have gotten us peace in our time with North Korea. He may have eliminated a massive instability in the nuclear world with Kim Jong-un and North Korea. He may have changed the whole dynamic moving forward because he gave it a chance. He's a gambler. He owned casinos. My kind of guy. I'm a gambler. You always give it a chance. North Korea dismantling key missile launch site. Thank you, President Trump. You won't see that on the evening news. They'll never give him credit. Here's what else you won't see on the evening news. Voters opposed to illegal immigrants voting in local elections. 31% of likely U.S. voters favor letting illegal immigrants vote in local elections. 62% are opposed. Now, this is Rasmussen, which gets it right every time. Why? Because they don't ask registered voters, they ask likely voters. How do you determine if someone's a likely voter? First of all, you ask them, are you going to vote? And if they say yes, they're allowed to participate. If they don't, they're not. And second of all, they voted in the last election. Someone who didn't is not likely to vote in this one. So they only poll likely voters, and it always seems to be very pro-Trump, very pro-conservative, very pro-Republican, because the average likely voter is, by a slight margin, pro-Republican, pro-conservative, pro-Trump. But the average person who is just simply registered to vote is not pro-Trump. And the average person on the street who isn't even registered is absolutely anti-Trump. And you know what I say? Who cares what they think? If you're not registered to vote, you're meaningless. You don't matter. You're anonymous. What you think does not matter, has no meaning in the election. The other thing you won't hear on the news is how prejudiced the news is. TV news gives migrants 120 times more airtime than victimized Americans. Can you believe that? 120 times more airtime for migrants than the people who have been victimized by illegal aliens. So that's all they do is they put images on TV and interviews on TV of things that are pro-illegal immigrant, pro-illegal alien, and make you feel, oh, play the violin, they're tugging at my heartstrings, those poor little darlings from Honduras, those poor babies. You know, they're only 12 years old, but, you know, they look like they're 36. They have thick beard on their face. They have tattoos all over their face. They've only murdered 15 people at the age of 12. You know, and they're not even here with their parent, you fools. Is everybody this naive? They're not here with their parents. They're here with someone that's raping them. They're here with a kidnapper. They're here with a human trafficker. They're here with someone that's going to sell them when they get here. Do you understand the bad stuff that happens in Mexico on the way up to the border? And do you understand the bad stuff that happens at the border? Do you understand the bad stuff that happens after they get in the United States? There's a huge market in this country for pedophilia, a huge market for child sex, a huge market for child rape. And these kids coming in the country, they're not with their parents. Do DNA tests. It's not their mommy and daddy. It's someone who's kidnapped them and using them as human chattel. It's someone who's kidnapped them and raped them. It's someone who's going to rape them when they get across the border or sell them to someone who's going to rape them. And the TV news is all just playing at your heartstrings, these poor babies at the border. And in reality, they should play at your heartstrings with the parents of Native Americans. And I don't mean Indians. I mean anyone born in America whose children were murdered by illegal MS-13 gangbangers or other gangs or just illegals who are murderers, illegals who are drunk drivers. It goes on every day. I remember about a year and a half ago, there was a girl whose last name was Root, same name as mine, Root. And I can't remember her first name, but her last name was the same as mine. We shared that name. And she was driving in Nebraska, and an illegal alien was driving drunk and killed her. Hit her head on and killed her. He, of course, was fine. Do you ever notice that's the way life works? Whoever hits the person drunk is fine. The person in the other car is dead, and their whole family's wiped out, and their lives are ruined by this low-life loser. And I'd say that about an American who's a drunk driver, low-life, loser, slimeball, scum. And in this case, it's an illegal alien who's the scum, who was drunk, who didn't care about your life, who ruined your daughter's life. The girl was like 19 years old and just going to college, and her life was ruined by a drunk driver in Nebraska. And they let him walk while awaiting trial, and he was never seen again. He ran back to Mexico, probably, or ran back to Central America. This is what's going on in America, and that wasn't on the news. Why isn't that more important by far than children separated at the border? That should be the big news. But they didn't show that. So 120 times more airtime for illegals than for victimized Americans. And 92% of the coverage is negative against Donald Trump while he's reaching all-time highs. You know what this proves? The media screwed themselves. Nobody's listening to you anymore. They're tuning into Fox News. They're tuning into Wayne Root on Newsmax TV. And they won't care about your evening news on ABC, NBC, CBS anymore. Nobody's watching PBS and NPR other than liberals. You're just preaching the choir. And nobody's watching CNN, all-time low ratings. And I will admit, sometimes MSNBC, at least with Rachel Maddow, has fairly high ratings. Nothing like Fox News, but at least the one exception is Rachel Maddow is doing better than all the rest of the liberals. But for the most part, other than that one exception, nobody's watching this liberal claptrap. No one's listening to your fake news. Nobody wants to hear from you anymore. I'm not sure why Rachel Maddow is that exception. She hates me with a passion, by the way. Three times in a two-year period, I think it was, or maybe the three-year period, she opened her show with like a six-minute tirade against Wayne Root. Unbelievable. Liberals. When we get back, I'll tell you about Claire McCaskill's husband. I'll tell you what politics is really all about. Most people don't understand. It's not about the $170,000 salaries to be a senator or congressman. Nobody cares. It's about $131 million in bribes. We'll be right back.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly. With no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I understand we're having some technical difficulties at Newsmax TV, and they may be at this moment airing yesterday's show. I'm not quite sure. My executive producer just texted me if that's the case. At least we're on the air on USA Radio Network, so either way, everybody's hearing this. This segment of the show sponsored by Landis Tax Group. I'm sad to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS, Internal Revenue Service. And I have my own IRS experience. I searched naturally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America, and I chose Sam Landis. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice. I walked away unscathed. I don't have an IRS problem now, but I have an issue, and he's handling it again. So for the third time, Sam Landis is working on IRS issues for me. And if you have any problem, and believe me, everybody has a problem, whether you know it or not, everybody did something on their tax return that's not right or wrong, or they didn't file it, or they've got a tax lien, or, you know, at this point, there's millions of people with a tax lien. It's a pretty regular problem in this country. It's hurting a lot of small business people. And, you know, the IRS is at the point now, how many of you know this, that if you owe $50,000 or more to the IRS, they're going to take your passport away. You can't leave the country. You can't take a vacation. You can't do business outside the country. They're going to take your passport away. Can you imagine what a Gestapo-like country we're becoming? What if a person needs to do business out of the country to put a $1 million deal together to pay their $50,000 or $100,000 tax bill? And you're telling them they can't leave. It's amazing. I mean, it's like, are we a communist country? It's amazing. You're not allowed to leave America because you owe money to the IRS? Owing money to the IRS is about as American as apple pie. They're not going to let you leave the country now? You better go see Sam Landis. Everybody needs a Sam Landis in their life. You get a free consultation. It will be with an attorney, not with a salesman. And it'll be, you'll hear exactly what you'll pay, how long it'll take. You'll find out it's a very reasonable fee, and it's very quick how quick they solve your problem. And your call's protected by attorney-client privilege. Call Landis Tax Group and Sam Landis toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, or numerically 800-934-3578. 800-934-3578. Thank you, Sam Lannis. I hope we're back and our technical difficulties are done, and we're back on the air at Newsmax TV, and we are always on the air at USA Radio Network. So I told you I talked to you about Claire McCaskill. I have told people for years something doesn't make sense. Harry Reid is not only was my United States Senator here in Nevada. I mean, obviously, I didn't like him. Obviously, I wanted to defeat him. Obviously, I couldn't stand his views. But he was my U.S. Senator. Now he's my neighbor. He lives a block away from me. We're neighbors. How's that for The Odd Couple? New reality TV show, The Odd Couple, Wayne Root and Harry Reid. We're neighbors, baby. And Harry Reid entered the U.S. Senate with nothing and retired one of the richest men in America. How is that possible on $170,000 a year? And I finally figured out, these politicians don't care about $170,000 a year. I know to the average American that seems like a lot. But it's nothing after taxes and kids in college and mortgages. It's nothing for an average politician, because a CEO doing the same kind of job with that kind of responsibility makes $1 million or $2 million or $5 million a year and $10 million in stock options. So they're way underpaid as U.S. congressmen. They're not doing it for $170,000 a year. That's pocket change. That's their bar bill at the country club. They're doing it because their wives, their spouse, their significant other is getting major lobbying jobs, lawyer jobs. They're making millions while the other spouse, who's the senator, makes a lousy $170,000. So Claire McCaskill, it turns out, her husband has pulled in $131 million in federal money since she took office. There's the answer. There's the key. They're all thieves. They're all crooks. They're all slime. They're all scum. They're all there to rip us off. That's how they play the game. They collect $170,000. If they give a speech, they give the money back. They give it to charity, or they give it to the Republican National Committee. So they make it look like they're just a humble servant of yours making $170,000, while their spouse picks up $131 million in federal money and federal contracts. That's how they get rich. This is the entire ballgame. As sure as I'm standing here, this is the game. All right, when we get back, we got Bill O'Reilly's talking points, and then I'll take your calls. Tell Newsmax, war at Newsmax.com. I want a two-hour show. I want it expanded. Then I love to have Bill O'Reilly talk the whole damn show with me. But that will get lots of time for you to speak to me. I love taking your calls. We've got a full boat. Four people on the line and hundreds backing it up trying to get through. And I want to talk to all of you. I need more time. I need more time on Newsmax TV. I love Newsmax. You love Newsmax. We got to get more time. Got to get 2 hours. Tell Newsmax. War at Newsmax.com. Wayne Allyn Root. See you in a sec.
Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Earlier today, President Trump spoke at the National Convention for Veterans of Foreign Wars. The president talked about what he's doing and the administration is doing for veterans.
We're also processing veteran disability claims more quickly than ever before. The VA has implemented the decision-ready claims process where claims can be completed in under 2 weeks. We're striving for 1 day.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions was delivering a speech today to high school students at the Turning Point USA High School Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C.
Rather than molding a generation of mature, well-informed adults, some schools are doing everything they can to create a generation of sanctimonious, sensitive, supercilious snowflakes. We're not going to have it.
The summit does run through Thursday, and President Trump will be speaking as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of, and you can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world, you know? Where are you going to go to find a warrior like this? Australia? Come on. Great Britain? Canada? Germany? Italy? No. Only America produces a son of a butcher on national TV at the age of 57. Just, there's no other place in the world where the streets are paved with gold. If you work hard and you are talented, America is the greatest place in the world. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, U.S. Gold Bureau, only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the State of Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas, 50 states. Only one of them has their own state depository, Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, you should too. And just for calling, they've got a American Silver Eagle coin just for you. This thing is cool. Heavy, solid, beautiful, bold, brassy. Give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids in your classroom. Loud, beautiful. I mean, look at this thing. If I was a kid, if I was like 10 years old, and you gave this to me, I would start a coin collection. I'd be a billionaire today. I wish someone had done this for me. Give them a call now, and you get it free, as well as a free consultation. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. It is beautiful. This American Silver Eagle is yours free, just for calling 800-885-GOLD. All right. Time for Bill O'Reilly's talking points. We're pleased. We're honored. We're proud to have Bill O'Reilly on this show with Wayne Allen Root 4 days a week. This is fantastic. And so without further ado, Bill's talking points right now.
President Trump's world view. That is the subject of today's talking points memo. Here's the big thing. And nobody reports this. President Trump is unique in his background for the office. If you study American history as I have, you know that there were two categories of people elected to run the government. First were the career politicians, beginning with John Adams, all right, Thomas Jefferson, people who were in politics and who made that their life's work. Second were the generals, George Washington, Dwight Eisenhower, U.S. Grant, people like that. So you're either a politician or you were a general, a military figure. Donald Trump was neither of those. Never served in the military, never held political office, never even cared about it. And he made his money and his fame in real estate and entertainment. Again, real estate and entertainment. No other background in public service. So, he gets to be president of the United States, and the establishment hates that. They don't want the highest office in the land going to somebody who hasn't gone up through the system. They don't want it. This is an outsider. This is a Philistine, in their opinion. So it was deeply personal when he won the election. Donald Trump's worldview. I think I'm qualified more than most to tell you about it. He is a man who looks at the world in a deal-making way. All right? Because that's what he's done his whole life. Made deals. He doesn't look at it in a historical way. He doesn't look at it in an ideological way. Deal-making. First, foremost, and just about everything. That's good and bad. So let's take the tariffs. Okay? So when you say the word tariff, everybody goes, your eyes glaze over. All this is that Donald Trump believes that the USA is being taken advantage of by China, by Europe, by its trading partners, pretty much everywhere in the world. And he wants as many goods in America to be sold in Australia or China or Germany as we take, America takes, okay, and buys from them. Now, in a place like China, that's never going to happen because the incomes, Chinese people can't afford it. But in a place like Germany, surely that could happen. But the trade imbalances are huge. so that Germany and China and almost every other country in the world makes much more money from us, all right? We buy more things that they make than they buy that we make. Trump doesn't like that. And he says, if you don't make it easier to buy American stuff, we're going to put a tariff on your stuff coming in here. Now, make it easier. What does that mean? It means that the Japanese play games, for example, on our cars, our TV sets, things like that. It makes it harder for our products to actually get into the stores. There's all kinds of different ways they can do it. Germany does it. Pretty much everybody does it. And Trump says, you better stop it or we're going to slap tariffs on you. Now, short term, who knows? Who knows whether the companies in Germany and the companies in China will scream so loud that the governments have to stop playing games. They might, but they might not. In the meantime, American companies get hurt because we're not shipping as much stuff to China, to Germany, and all of that. But Trump says, don't worry about it. In the end, we'll get the deal we want. We'll see. Okay. Russia. Complicated history with Russia. But Trump doesn't really care about that. He wants Russia to stop misbehaving in the Middle East primarily. That's what he wants. Crimea, Trump doesn't care. Then that happened on Obama's watch. It's gone. Not coming back. I don't care. Russian meddling in our election, as long as it didn't rise up to anybody in Trump's inner circle, he doesn't care. He won the election. Why didn't he, you know? Yeah, it was bad, but is he emotionally distraught about it? No. But that's not a good thing. He should be mad at Russia. Russia's, they're bad. I would be upset if I were the president and they try to hack into our election and cause all kinds of chaos. They have to pay a price. But Trump won. He wants going forward a better deal with Russia. That's how he looks at it. North Korea, you know, he thinks he's winning there because he steamrolled over Kim Jong-un, threatened him, steamrolled him, Un showed up, Un says he's going to knock off the nuke program. We'll see. But Trump thinks he won there. So he's trying to do the same thing with Iran. Look, if you continue to do this stuff, destabilize the Middle East and threaten the USA, we're going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt your heart. And that could happen. I cannot say that Donald Trump wouldn't, you know, launch a few airstrikes against Iran. He might. Depends how bellicose they get and how, you know, but I expect Iran to, you know, basically stop it for a while because their economy is getting killed by the sanctions. But, you know, Iran better watch itself. And Trump does not like them. He could hurt them. Now, again, that hurts the world economy if he does anything. But does Trump care about that? No. Unintended consequences is not something Donald Trump thinks about a lot. He doesn't play in six moves in advance. He's not a chess player. He's a gut player. Europe, you know, Trump doesn't really like Europe very much. You know, he's not, doesn't like the culture, doesn't like their quasi-socialism, doesn't like their economic profile, doesn't like the fact that they took advantage of NATO for all these years, hates Merkel, wants Merkel gone. Macron, he likes okay, the French president. May, he thinks she's going to be gone soon, probably happen. The next guy, who knows? But China doesn't really like them, but he wants better trade deals with them, and he wants them to pay more for NATO. Nothing wrong with that, but you don't want to crush your relationship with Europe because we still need them. Now, overall in his mind, Donald Trump's mind, he believes that the United States of America dominates the world. We're the big dog. And you better do what the big dog wants or you're going to get bitten. That's simplistic, but that's pretty much his philosophy. His worldview is we're the big fella. Better get in line. And we're not going to be unreasonable, but we're not going to be taken advantage of. Trump's base loves that. Loves it. Though he doesn't lose here politically. But you've got to be careful to not overdo that. Not overdo it. Because we do need the help of other countries. So, summing up, unintended consequences, not something Donald Trump thinks about an awful lot, but he should. Because bad things can happen. For everything you do, there's going to be six or seven things that happen because of it. Trade deals, if I had to bet, I'd say Trump's probably going to get better trade deals for the USA in the end. Probably going to happen. North Korea, I think he'll neutralize. Iran, he may have to hit them. Russia's going to misbehave. He's not going to win on Russia. But his worldview is, I'm a deal maker. I'm going to make the deal. It's going to be best for the country. I'm going to play to my base, be the strong guy, America first, and I'll win re-election. And that's the Talking Points memo.
All right. Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root. Very proud to have Bill O'Reilly on our show four nights a week, two nights a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. He'll be here to talk to me. Interaction between Wayne and Bill, and two nights a week he'll give his talking points. You can get all of his great insights, by the way, on his No Spin News program at BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com. It's like having your own personal TV channel. And we're very happy to have Bill right here on Newsmax TV, right here on my show, four nights a week. Wayne Allen Root, more now. Another fellow bombastic, combative New Yorker from the streets of New York, as they say, New York. Streets of New York. We'll be back in a second. Wayne Allen Root, not only Newsmax TV, but USA Radio. Make sure you listen 3 hours a day on USA Radio. Great to have Bill O'Reilly with us. We'll get back your calls, I promise. Nothing but your calls. More now. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. If you think I'm looking a little younger, a little sharper, a little thinner, Synagenics, sponsor of the show, taking care of me, sent me the best doctor they got from Alaska, Dr. Bob Letta. Got his own Alaskan hunting and fishing lodge. He invited me up there. We've become good buddies. Talk all the time, email all the time, text all the time. And you can have the same thing with your personalized doctor at Synagenics, 21 clinics all around the United States and North America. Main one in Las Vegas. Your free, no obligation consultation. If you don't want to be younger, don't call. You don't want to be thinner, don't call. You know, you don't want to be more beautiful, don't call. You got to be crazy if you don't want those things. You want to be younger. And you want to be handsomer, more beautiful. You want to be thinner. Come on, you got to compete with people half your age in the business world. You need your energy high. Synagenics did it for me. Call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older, don't call. You want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. YOUNGER, just like it sounds. Younger versus older, toll free. Anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenics.com. All right, let's grab some calls. We'll take Mike in Fresno on line 4. Mike in Fresno. Hey, Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mike, are you there?
I'm out of my lungs, Wayne.
Oh, you guys have the bad fires up there, right?
About 2 hours away, it's the crow flies, it's going your way eastward. Yeah, about 35,000 acres.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But your house isn't in any danger, right? You're okay.
No, we're in the concrete jungle at the bottom of the
city. Yeah. This is only one out of Yosemite, not where you are. Yeah, correct. But it's near Fresno, I know that.
I stopped, man.
I was flying into Fresno when I go hiking Yosemite. That's right. It's right there. That's right. All right. So what's on your mind today, Mike? Despite the smoke, you got something to talk about? Give us your best shot.
I do, Wayne. I wanted to ask you, I'm a conservative. I'm a Christian. I'm kind of going through a lot of persecution here in my local community, not unlike President Trump. And, I tried to make a couple complaints against some neighbors that were not of my persuasion, not of the same religious group. And I thought, President Trump's going through the same thing. What do you do when your local police department is corrupt, not unlike the FBI? Who do you call, Wayne? I need to call you, man. Bring that Irish blood. I'm part Irish. I might need jail.
I'm with you. What was that famous campaign? See something, say something. And then when you see something and you say something, they call you a racist because the person you saw happens to be Muslim or happens to be minority. It's ridiculous. And I assume That's what you're hinting at, right? It was that kind of a situation?
Well, I don't know what party. I mean, if your local police department is biased because they're of one political group like the FBI, I mean, I try to make a phone call on my neighbor, and it's like, I don't even have a gun in my pocket. You think he might have a gun? Guy shows up on my front door, I'm thinking I'm going to get assassinated here.
Listen, I have no answers because Wayne Root doesn't know what to do. You know, in other words, I get death threats all the time. I got no one to go to because the FBI is so corrupt, and I point it out all the time. They don't want to take a phone call from me. They don't want to follow up. They don't want to investigate. The police in this country, the law enforcement, the lower levels are great. All the guys who work in the, you know, on the streets are great. They're heroes. I love them. You hear me talk about it at the end of every show. But the leadership is so corrupted, so pro-big government, so union-oriented, so pro-Democrat, they don't want to help a Republican. It's very sad. So I don't know what to tell you. Our country is in a lot of trouble, man, when you can't trust police, law enforcement, FBI, CIA, DOJ. Very scary. I don't know who Trump could trust. Hey, Mike, good luck with the fires, man. I hope you'll be okay. And you don't eat too much smoke. Let's take Kim in Las Vegas. Kim, you're on with Wayne Reed. Probably the last call tonight. We'll see. Kim, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, like, I didn't want to change everything, you know, your program and stuff like that. But I just wanted to say it was the anniversary of my granddaughter getting killed by an illegal alien. And then they were doing all this stuff where they could not, you know, where they're whatever it is. I don't know. They're still going to be in the country.
Kim, can I ask you a question? Let me say, first of all, we're very, very sorry about condolences to you. Sorry about such a sad anniversary, your granddaughter killed by illegals. Did they put the illegals in jail? Did they catch them and imprison them?
They caught him and he got in a, whatever it is, animosity or whatever they call it. I give up. I give up. And I still don't know who the person was and everything because my daughter and my son were overseas fighting for our country and my granddaughter got sliced across her neck.
How old was your granddaughter?
10.
And where did this happen? In Las Vegas?
No, it happened in California.
Yeah.
At the time.
Very, very sad. I don't know what to say. I don't know the details of the case, so I can't get into, you know, how outrageous it was.
I don't understand it anymore. I don't understand anymore.
Nobody cares about us, the real Americans. Yeah, no one cares about real Americans. You're left there to live in just total complete shock and sorrow, and they don't care about us. I mentioned that the news media featured illegals so many hundreds of times more than people who were victims of crimes by illegals. And you're just a great example of it, Kim. I'm very sorry for what you went through. I wish I had more answers. A lot of people call me and email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love your emails, but they think I've got the answers, but I'm not an elected official, and I'm not in law enforcement. I can't put someone in prison who did something bad. I can't defend you. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a guy on TV who tells you all the bad things going on and commiserates with you. Wish I could do more. Have yourselves a great night. Trying my best. I'm fighting for you, just like President Trump. See you tomorrow.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.